Luke 3 and 21. Luke 3, 21, and then we're going to go, I'm going to teach you from the from my interlinear on the Gospel of Luke, because I have all my notes written down there. All of my notes are written there. And from the Hebrew names, the meaning of the names, where there are meanings of the names. And by the way, Roger's little book, Bible Names, is a great little book. That was Roger brought that in here, and it's absolutely great. Let's go to Luke, the third chapter, starting with verse 21. Brother Bill, would you mind coming up here and leading us in prayer, brother?
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, we just thank you for this precious opportunity to be in your house again today, Lord, and we give you the glory for all the blessings that you've given us and for bringing us back and taking care of us. And pray for Jim this week, Lord, that you'll be able to help him bring us a good message, Father, and we just thank you for him and Marilyn, and thank you for this church, Lord, and for all the blessings that it's gotten in our lives. And we've got a young man in here today, Montana, that's going to be working for you for his life, Lord, and we pray that you'll just bless him and be with him, Father, and take care of him and guide him in your way. And we thank you for everyone that's here. That should have blessed their lives, Lord, and we ask all these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I went out and got on the tractor yesterday and was moving dirt and weeds. And then I decided that I was going to grease the tractor, you know, lube the tractor. So I lubed the tractor for about 3 hours. And I felt like I'd been run over by the tractor. That doesn't sound like a big job. It wasn't when I was younger. But I had to go out there and change the grease shirts. And I had a cheater on the end of the grease gun, because some of them were so stopped up. I had to take some of them out and blow them out. Yes, boy, what a job. In that all that heat. I'm going to be glad when this summer is over. I've had it all. But Brother Mike, he has to go out there in a suit in the heat.
Sometimes
out there in this heat in a suit, out there at that hazardous waste place. I think about him every day. You pray for him. Out there in that heat and working like that. 21, Jesus is baptized. Jesus is baptized. What? How should that say? Jesus is what?
Dipped.
Absolutely. Immersed. All right. Can you tell me what the word for sprinkle is in Hebrew and Greek? What's the word for sprinkle in Greek? Huh? Rontizo. That's the word for sprinkle. What's the word for pour? What's the word for pour? Marilyn, you know it. What is it? What? Yeah, I can't believe that. What is it, Brother Mike?
Nipto.
Thank you, Brother Bill. Nipto. All right, nipto. That means to sprinkle, and that means to pour, and baptizo, that means to dip, doesn't it? To immerse. The Latin equivalent of that is mergio. I say this over and over again because you need to know this, people. When you a lot of times you'll try to say, well, I don't want to be baptized. Again, I was already baptized. I was sprinkled when I was a baby. No, you weren't baptized. You were rontizo. Mergio, in our word, immerse, comes from that. Right out of mergio, which is the Latin. Our word immerse comes right out of Latin. That means to dip. Did you know that, brother? You got it down there now. Write it down there in the corner of your Bible or something or other, someplace. So you'll have that. You're going to have that in the future. A lot of people will come to church and they don't want to be baptized again. But if you weren't dipped, you weren't dipped. You weren't baptized. That's as simple as that. All right. Now it came about when all the people were dipped. All right. We're being dipped. That Jesus also was dipped, immersed. And while he was praying, heaven was opened up. Heaven. Heaven. Heaven was opened up. What heaven was opened up? What are the heavens? What are the heavens? What is the word in Hebrew for heavens? What is the word in Hebrew for heavens?
Hashemayim.
Hashemayim. All right, it literally means the uplifted waters. Above the uplifted waters. Earth. The first heaven is what? The atmosphere, which comes right out of Greek. The second heaven is what?
Stars.
The stars, the shiners. And what's the third heaven? The abode of God. The abode of God, the third heaven. All right, there are dimensions. A new dimension was opened up. How many dimensions are there that science knows about today?
Eight, ten.
Ten dimensions. We live in this little three-dimensional world here, don't we? We only understand those dimensions, but the other dimensions are there. Okay? They come. Angels come from a different dimension. There's angels all around us, but every now and then they come from their dimension into our dimension, and they appear to us. So right here, we have a different, another dimension opened. Abierto. Open. Open. Opened up. It's opened up. The heavens are opened up. And they can see that dimension. They see a different dimension. And this is what we call a condescension. This is a theological term called a condescension. What does a condescension? When you condescend, what do? You go down to their level. God, because we are what we call normal. Normal. When you call normal, or we're fragile, or we're physical, or we're related to the earth, okay? What is paranormal? Paranatural. We're natural man. This is paranormal or paranatural. Beyond. In a different dimension. Okay? It's in a different dimension. Now, God opens up this dimension that we don't normally see. And he condescends so we can understand something about God. That's what you call a condescension. Okay? Have you ever heard, some of you have heard me teach this before, haven't you? Bill, you remember this before?
Yeah.
You remember this before. Okay. How many of you haven't heard this before? All right. Yeah, this is a brand new dimension, okay, for you, some of you. All right. Brother Mike, you remember me teaching about this before? All right. While he was praying, heaven opened up. Another dimension was opened. They saw directly into heaven. They saw all the dimensions opened up now. God is going to reveal something to them. When Abraham was up on Mount Moriah, God opened a dimension to him, did he not? There in Genesis the 22nd, God opened a different dimension to Abraham when he put him to sleep, hypnotized him. And God walked through that and made that covenant with Abraham. Jacob's ladder. Remember Jacob's ladder? The story of Jacob's ladder. When Jacob put his head on the stone and he saw heaven opened up and he saw angels descending and ascending and descending. That's when a dimension was opened to him. Now, all of those that were here, where they're going to see a new dimension. And the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is Spirit God. Ruah Elohim. Ruah Elohim. Say that. Ruah Elohim. Now, it is pneuma. Pneuma in Greek. Pneuma, we have pneumatic tools, air tools. You ever get an air tool, Bill? Yeah, impact wrenches and all, those are pneumatic tools, okay? That comes from that. And the word ruah, it means wind or air or spirit, okay? Something you can't normally see. You can't normally see wind, can you? Except it's in the form of a tornado. And what you see, you don't see the wind, you see all the things that the wind is picking up, okay? You see, the matter in a tornado, or even in a funnel cloud, or even in a dust devil. And the Holy Spirit, all right, the Holy Spirit. What does the word holy mean? Holy. Now, that's what people usually say. Yeah. What does holy really mean? Not of earth. Not of earth. The spirit, not of earth. It was a spirit, not of earth. Okay? Descending. Where's it descending from? Huh? From heaven. The Holy Spirit came down from heaven. All right? Out of a different dimension into this dimension. All right? Now, where did we, in another book of the Bible, where did we find Spirit God descending on the earth? Genesis 1 and verse 2. And Spirit God came down and hovered over the faces of the deep. Okay? All right? That Spirit, Holy Spirit, or Spirit God, descending upon him bodily. All right? Let me look at that word. I was going to have this thing open. And I failed to get it done. Luke 3. And 22. 3 and 22. And having come down, the Spirit holy, in a somatico. Soma is what? That's body. In a bodily form, in a form like a body, an ide, that comes from, we get a word idol from it, as, or similar to, a dove. Alright? The Spirit of God came down, taking on the form. It is now, a lot of people, you'll see a sign of a dove. Even if you go to my website, you'll see a dove on the website. That represents the Spirit of God. All right? It was not a dove. I want you to understand it wasn't a dove. It was something that looked like a dove, similar to. Hos, page 444 in Analytical Greek Lexicon. Okay, hos, it means similar to or like as a dove. Wasn't a dove. But it was a condensation. God made them able to see into a different dimension. Okay? All right? And this voice, in a bodily a form like a dove, and the voice came out of heaven. What God is trying to show here is the whole Trinity, the whole triune God is here, saying this is Jehovah in flesh. Okay, this is Jehovah in the flesh. And this voice came out of heaven. Now, are you ever going to see the Father? No. If you want to see the Father, who do you look at? Jesus. We're not going to see the Father. We're not really going to see the Spirit of God. You can see what the Spirit of God does. All right? Now we have Jesus standing there. We have the Spirit of God coming down. Spirit of God coming down. Same Spirit of God that's in Genesis 1 and 2 coming down and lighting upon him. And then we hear a voice out of heaven, a sound out of heaven. You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son. In you I am well pleased. John 1:14 and John 1:18. Go there. John 1:14 and 1:18. Now we covered this in the Gospel of John so far. John 1:14 and 18. Let's look at it for those of you that were not there. John 1:14, Brother Dave. The first part of that verse in Greek.
I'm reading it right now.
All right.
Kaiho logos are significant.
All right. Kai ho logo sarx aganto. And the Jehovah are the word flesh he became. And he became for himself. That's aorist tense. Third person singular. Aorist indicative middle voice. All right. He became for himself, and he did what? He tabernacled among us. And we beheld the glory of him, the glory of the only generated one from beside the Father, full of grace and of truth. What John 1:18 says, what does that say there? No man, no whatsoever has seen God, no man whatsoever has seen. Never. No man has ever seen God and all of his glory and all of his person. The only begotten God. What does God beget? God begets God, doesn't he? All right? The only begotten God, the one being, inseparable part of the Godhead, of the Father, that one has let himself out. That's what it literally says in Greek. That one has led himself out. Now let's go a little further. Have you got that one down? All right. Then we have the Israeli phone book. Verse number 23. And when he began his ministry, Jesus was about what? 30 years of age, being supposedly the son of Joseph, the son of Eli. All right? The word supposedly kept on being supposed, enomizeto, third person singular in perfect indicative passive. He kept on being passed off as the son of Joseph. All right? Belonging to the Eli. Now was... who was Joseph's father? Wasn't Eli, was it? Who was Mary's father? Who was Mary's father? He was Eli. Okay, now go back. Well, let's look at something before we go. We're going to go back to Numbers, the 27th chapter. You can go back there, but let's now we have another test. What was Joshua's other name before it was Joshua? Remember when we studied that? Joanne, do you remember that one? Do you remember his other name? Do you remember what? Do you remember me telling you
Joshua?
That? Huh? Joshua. What was his name before it was Joshua?
Manuel?
Huh?
Manuel?
No. What was Joshua's name? I will just see. I test you a little bit. You remember what it was, Brother Mike? All right. Huh? No. Go to Numbers 13 and 8. Go to Numbers 13 and 8. Numbers 13 and verse 8. Numbers 13 and verse 8. Now, I know it's been a long time. It's been years since I taught this one to you. Brother John, you remember that? You were here, though, weren't you?
Probably.
Yeah. You want to run up here and read that for me real quick?
Number 13, what?
13 and verse 8. Number 13 and verse 8.
Sorry, I can't find 8.
It's hiding.
No kidding. There's 9. Oh, my goodness.
There's a little bit of print. How can you read that?
I have no idea. You got bad lighting up here. That's all there is.
Well, I know that. Bad lighting and bad cooling.
From the tribe of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Nun. From the tribe of Benjamin, Palti, the son of Rahu. From the tribe of Zebulun.
All right. Who was that? What was his name? Hosea, the son of Nun. That's Joshua's name. Hosea. You can write that one down now, Brother Montana. Hosea was his name. What does Hosea mean? You remember? Jehovah is a help. Now, what does Joshua mean? Jehovah saves. His name was closely related, but it was changed from Hosea to Joshua. All right? Now, let's go back to Numbers. We're playing around back in the Old Testament. Now, this is what this is talking about. The law of Zelophehad. The law of Zelophehad. Okay? Now, Eli evidently didn't have any sons. So Eli's inheritance, when his daughter would get married, what would he do? He would call upon the law of Zelophehad. Now let's go back. Numbers 27. And the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, came near, and these are the names of his daughters: Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the leaders, and all the congregation at the door of the tent of the meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness. Yet he was not among us, our company, of those who gathered themselves against the Lord in the company of Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons." He had no sons. That's the thing. He had no sons. You didn't pass on the inheritance to your daughters. You passed on the inheritance to the sons. Okay? Now, evidently, Eli didn't have any sons. And why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family? So what would they do? Let's find out what they did. All right? From among his family, because he had no son, give us a possession among our father's brothers. And Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad are right in their statements. You shall surely give them a hereditary possession among their father's brothers, and you shall transfer the inheritance to their father to them." Now, what happened here is that Eli didn't have any sons. And marry his daughter, what he was going to do, he was going to give Joseph his name and his inheritance. That would be his name and his inheritance. And his inheritance would go to Joseph. All right? Do you understand that? Eli was not Joseph's father. It was Mary's father. This is Mary's lineage. If you go back over into Matthew, the first chapter, you'll find Joseph's inheritance and his lineage. But right here, Mary's father, Eli, adopts Joseph as his son and gives him his inheritance. And this is his lineage right here. This is his real lineage. And this is what I call, one of the sermons I call the Israeli phone book. All right? He kept on being supposed belonging to Joseph. And the word belonging to there is that in Greek. Now, in Greek, it looks just like in English. Can anybody tell me what that says in English? Two. You know what it says in Greek? Two. Same thing. That's not real hard. Except that it's genitive, singular, masculine. And the genitive case, in Greek, there's nominative, genitive, oblative, locative, instrumental, dative, accusative, and vocative. See, that's a real long, drawn-out affair. But the genitive case is a case of what in Greek? How many of you know? A case of what? Possession. Belonging to. That's where we get belonging to here. It's from the genitive case. It's not written out belonging to, but it's to, which means belonging to. Every place where it says belonging to is to. A definite article, ho heristikon arthron in Greek. Okay? And the definite articles in Greek all agree in number, gender, and case with a noun or the whatever it's describing. Belonging to Eli. Eli means lofty. If you want to put it down, it's on page 750 in Brown, River, and Briggs. It means lofty. High. Lofty. Eli. All right? And then 324. Belonging to Mathot. Mathot. Now, Mathot . This is what it is right here. That's what it looks like in Greek, Hebrew. Mathati. Now, what does that name mean? What does Mathati mean? Do we have a book of Mathati in the New Testament? Do we have a book of Mathati? Brother Mike? Matthew. That's right. They like the name Matthew a lot because Matthew means what? What does Matthew mean? It's gift of God. So they have a little chill. Oh, this is God's gift to me. So they named him Matthew or Mathati. All right? And you're going to find out in Mary's lineage there's a whole lot of Matthews. A lot of Matthews. All right? Belonging to Matthew, that means gift of God. Belonging to Levi, what does Levi mean? They like that name too. Levi means what? It's what? Levi. That's it. In Hebrew. Okay? In modern Hebrew it's Levi, and in the ancient Hebrew it's Louis. 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 We even have a Louis here, don't we? Louis. Louis. All right? It means joined. Joined. When Leah had Levi, she said, "Now my husband will join and love and hold me. He will love me and want to be joined to me." Levi. That was on page 532 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And belonging to Melchi. 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 Melchi is a high name too. Melchi. What does Melchi mean? Brother Roger, you know what Melchi means, don't you? That means my king. That's right. Melech, my king. All right? Melchi. Page 573 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Belonging to John Nay. All right, John Nay. There's a... What is the Spanish name for a girl named Johnny?
Juanita.
Juanita. Juanita. All right. Now this guy's name is John. That's John. It also is called Jonah in the Bible. Jonas in the Bible. All of this is all John. Okay? All of these names are John. Or Juan, or Juanita for a girl. Okay? All right. It's all John. How many are you learning anything here? All these. The King James made an absolute scrambled egg mess of the names of the Bible. That's all I can say. And everybody followed suit.
It's a multilingual.
That's right. Of the Joseph. And what does Joseph mean? Joseph. Joseph means what? Increase or provisions. All right. 325. 325. Belonging to the Matthew. They like that name. That's Mathathia. All right. Or Matthew. Again, gift of God. Another Matthew. Belonging to the Amos. 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 All right. What does Amos mean? Amos. Remember what Amos means? By the way, it's on page 770 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. All right, what does Amos mean? The book of Amos. What does Amos mean? It means strong and a burden bearer. All right, Amos, the burden bearer of God. All right. Of the Nahum. Nahum. Nahum is what it is. That means comfort. Belonging to the Hesli, or Esli, it really means that my eyes are toward Jehovah. That's a nice name, isn't it? Esli, my eyes are toward Jehovah. Belonging to the Nagi, Nagi. And Nagi, I couldn't figure it out. That's all she wrote. They say that they don't know what that name means, but Nagi. I don't know whether it's a nagging wife, you know. You ever heard of that? Nagi. All right, and again, belonging to Maath. Maath, what do you think that is? Matthew again. That's shortened form of Matthew. gift of God, belonging to the... His son was named Matthew. Lots of Matthews in Mary's line. All right, belonging to the Shimei means what? Comes from the Hebrew word Shem, doesn't it? Which means fame or famous, reputation. Jehovah is famous. All right. Belonging to the Joseph, another Joseph. All right. Page 415, by the way, if you want to put down Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Belonging to the Judah. What did Judah or Yehuda mean? By the way, Yehuda's up on page 397. What does Yehuda mean, or Judah? Judah. Remember what that one means? Praise Jehovah. What names in the King James are pertaining to Judah? What names? It changes them all around. What different names in King James? Do we have a book of Judah in the Bible? Huh?
Jude
in the New Testament. Judas. All of this is Judah. What?
Judas Iscariot.
Judas, man from Kerioth. That's what his name means. Judas Iscariot. His name was Judah. Judah. All right? Or Judas. All right? 327. Are you enjoying this? Is this you getting a little something out of it? And then belonging to the Iwanon, or is John again. Here we have another name for John. And what does John mean, by the way? John. In the Old Testament, do we have a book of John in the Old Testament? We've got several books of John in the New Testament. The Gospel according to John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Do we have an Old Testament book called John? Oh, come on, guys, girls. Jonah. Jonah is John. The book of Jonah in the Old Testament is the book of John in the Old Testament. And what does Jonah or John mean? It means dove. A sign of peace. Or a peacemaker. All right? In some of the references, it means oppressor sometimes. Belonging to the Risa. What does Risa mean? Risa. God has cured. I have a great, 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 great grandfather named Risa Paul. That was Smith Paul's father. All right? His name was Risa Paul. All the way from Scotland. They took that name out of the Bible. Risa. God has cured. Only one person in the Bible was called Risa, as far as I can find out. All right? Belonging to the Zerubbabel. What does Zerubbabel mean? Zerubbabel. It means seed of Babylon. Seed of Babylon. Zera means seed in Hebrew. All right? It's sperma in Greek. Seed of Babylon. Belonging to the Salathiel. By the way, you can look that word up, of that name up in 1 Chronicles 3:17. Belonging to the Neri. What does Neri mean? Neri. That means light. Light. All right, light. Neri. Belonging to the Melki. Melki means what again? My king. All right. Belonging to the Adi. Now, no one can figure out what that means, but what does the word Ad mean in Hebrew? Do you know, brother? Amma's people. No, it means until.
Oh.
Odd, until. Until. Okay? All right. 1 Chronicles 8 and 3. Belonging to the Kosam. This is a... Kosam. That means divination. Divination. Belonging to the El Madam. And no one had any explanation for that, but as far as I can tell, it means the God of the earth. El Madam. God from the earth. Okay? Belonging to Ur. What does Ur mean in the Bible? Ur. In Hebrew. Ur.
Region?
Huh?
Abraham.
Abraham came from Ur of the Chaldees. But what does Ur mean? Ur means watchful. Watchful. It comes from to see. Jehovah Jireh. Ireh. To see or to watch. All right? 329. Belonging to the Yahshua. Yahshua. Yahshua means what? And page 221, Brown Driver means Jehovah saves. Belonging to the Eliezer. Eliezer means what? God is my helper. God is my helper. Belonging to the Jarim. Jarim. Jarim means Jehovah is raised high. Jehovah is raised high. Belonging to the Matthew again. Matthew. I mean, I told you that Mary's line had a lot of Matthews in it. Now, this one is called Mathot. All right? Mathot. But it all comes back to that Hebrew word right there. Belonging to the Levi. All right? And this is getting right back to the real Levi, isn't it? Belonging to the Simeon. Simeon. Simeon means what? Who in the New Testament was called Simeon? Who in the New Testament was called Simeon? Huh? Peter was called Simon or Simeon. They didn't quite get that name quite right. Simeon and Simon are the same names. Belonging to the Judah. All right? Belonging to the Judah, which means to praise God. Belonging to the Joseph. Belonging to the Jonam, and that is John. Belonging to the Eliakim. Eliakim means God is setting up, or God is making a foundation. Belonging to the Maliah. Maliah. Now, we couldn't figure out what that one is either. Belonging to the Mena. That's Menan, which means comfort. Belonging to the Matthew again. Another Matthew. Belonging to the Nathan. 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 Now, this is David's son. This is David's son, Nathan. Who else was in David's life called Nathan? The prophet of God. That's the one that called David on the carpet, wasn't it? When he killed. Yeah, he said, "You are the man that killed, that stole it." Remember when he had, what was her name?
Uriah.
Bathsheba's husband killed. He said, "You are the man." All right? David loved him so much that he named his son after him, and this is David's son. Now we're going way back in time, and David means what?
Beloved.
Beloved. All right? Beloved. All right? Beloved. Belonging to the David. Now this is all the way back to David. All right? There was a man one time. There was a man one time in 1964 is when this happened. His name was Donald Russ Curry. Donald Russ Curry. And he was up in the studying old trees. Old trees. And they had a coring tool. And when you go up, and I've been there. How many of you have been up on up on White Mountain, there where the bristlecone pines are? How many have you been up there, David? They went up there in these bristlecone pines, and they go into these trees, and they core a sample. They have a drill, and they drill into the trees. This guy, this Donald Russ Curry, was a student, a college student, and he was studying trees. And he went up there in the mountains, and he found this large bristlecone pine tree, and bristlecone pine trees are the oldest trees in the world. That's the oldest living organism that's ever been found on planet Earth, continuously living. Now, if you've been up there, up what they call the Patriarch Grove and different places up on White Mountain, that was my backyard when I lived in Fish Lake Valley, see? If you go up there, at one time they had this cross cut of the deal, and they'd have all of these people. This is when Noah lived, right here. This is when David was alive, King David. This is Adam, right here. Here was Adam. When you're looking at something like that old, you're just, it gives you the kind of this makes your hair stand on end. You see something that's that old. That old. Well, in 1964, Donald Russ Curry was boring into this bristlecone pine tree, and he bored into the tree, and he got his bore stuck in the tree, and he couldn't get it out. So we went down to the forest ranger, and the guy that was over this area, and he says, I can't get my tool out of that tree. He says, that's no problem. That tree don't mean a lot. Let's go cut the tree down, and we'll cut it down. And the tree was still alive. He cut the tree down, and they got the tool out, and they took a cross-section of that tree. And what they did was they killed the tree. Okay? He took a cross-section out of that tree, and he went home, and he started in his lab, he started counting rings. That tree was alive, and that tree was nearly 5,000 years old. The oldest living thing in the world he had killed. And it just broke his heart. He said, I realize that I just killed the oldest living thing on the earth. That tree was alive when these people are here were spoken about. And that we're talking about right here. These people really lived. This Israeli phone book that we have, these people really lived. These aren't figments of anybody's imagination. Abraham, it had a place I've seen there, and when they took the cross section, they see Abraham lived here. Noah lived here. Adam lived here. Way back yonder. That's a long time ago. All right, let's go on. Belonging to Jesse. 3:32. Belonging to Jesse. To Jesse. Who was Jesse? What does Jesse mean? Jesse. Jesse. What does Jesse mean? Jehovah exists, or Jehovah lives. That's what it means. Belonging to the Obed. Obed means servant or slave. Alright? Belonging to the Boaz. In his strength and his might. Before Solomon's temple, there was two pillars. Remember the two pillars? Jachin and Boaz. Alright? Boaz means in his strength. Alright? In his strength. And then belonging to Solomon, or Sala, which means basically agreement or peace. Alright? By the way, Boaz. Who was Boaz? Belonging to Sala. Who was Boaz's mother? Who was Boaz's mother? Who? Who was Boaz's mother? Who was Boaz's mother? We're going way back like that tree that we're talking about. Way back in the period of time now. Who was Boaz's mother? The prostitute. Sure, his mother was a prostitute called Rahab. Rahab the harlot in Jericho. This is when Joshua went in and they marched around Jericho. Salmon married Rahab the harlot. Okay? Jesse and Obed and Boaz. Who did Boaz marry? Ruth. All right. He married Ruth. All right. Ruth. Belonging to Solomon, belonging to Nahason. 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 Brother Roger? What's that word in Hebrew? What is that word in Hebrew? I didn't point it. I write Hebrew without pointing it because Hebrew was not pointed.
Is that snake?
That's Nahash. His name was Snake. That's what his name was, Snake. Snake. Named him Snake. Solomon's father was called Snake. Okay? Serpent or snake. Alright? By the way, in Exodus 7 and 10, when Aaron threw down his rod, what did it become? What did it become? What?
Serpent?
No. What did it become? A taunine. What is taunine? What is a taunine?
A dragon.
A dragon. It did not become a snake, it became a dragon. Okay? It wasn't a Nahash, as we see here, it became a dragon. By the way, Brother Mike, you've got the Hebrew Greek Study Bible back in the back of it? Go back there in that Hebrew Greek Study Bible that you've got in your hand there. Go back there on page, in the Hebrew, on page 125, right in the back, way back in the back where it says Hebrew, where it's Hebrew and Chaldee like the dictionary. All right. Huh? Can you find it? You find it? Page 125 in the Hebrew and Chaldee dictionary. And I want you to look up 8565. 8565. And I want you to come up here and read that for me. Come right up here and read that. Now, the Hebrew lexicons are better. Ton is what it is, ton. What's it say there, brother?
Ton, from an unused root, probably means to elongate, a monster as
preternaturally
formed, sea serpent or other huge marine animal, also a jackal or other hideous land animal, dragon, whale.
All right, something big. Now don't give up. 8577. 8577 down there. 8577.
Tanine.
Yeah. What does that say?
Intends or something from the same as a marine or land monster, sea serpent or jackal, dragon, sea monster, serpent, whale.
All right. But some type. It's not a snake. It's not a snake. It's not a snake. It is some large creature. Okay? And that's the word Nahash here means. Now, by the way, Nahash, if you look it up on page 638 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs, you can look that up and look all about this. What does the word Nahash mean? What does it mean? It means snake, but what does it literally mean? What does the word Nahash mean? How many of you ever been around snakes? Joanne, do you like snakes?
From a distance.
From a distance. Have you ever heard of them talk to you?
No.
How many of you ever heard of a snake talk? Has anybody ever heard a snake? Come on, around. Yeah. Nobody around here
they'll
heard
hiss.
A snake talk. Huh?
They'll hiss.
And they'll hiss. And a hiss sounds like what? What does a hiss sound like?
Nice.
It sounds like a whisper, doesn't it? Okay. A whisper. It's a whisperer. A whisperer. A hisser or a whisperer. A whisperer. And when you whisper in somebody's ears, you're telling them what? Usually what? Secret. A secret. All right. Or a mystery. Or an oracle. Snake charmers. Always used to say, some of the snake charmers used to say that they were getting a revelation from God. A revelation. And they could understand that. And they would blow these whistles and flutes and everything, and the snake would come up, and the snake would whisper, shh, shh, like that. Say Nahash. Nahash. Does that sound like a whisper? Nahash. The hiss or the whisper. All right. So we have one of Mary's lineage. His name is Snake. All right. That's Mary's lineage. This is Joseph was adopted by Mary's father Eli.
That's Mary's father.
Okay, this is the law of Jehovah. Remember? He's been adopted. Adopted.
He didn't have any boys.
He didn't have any boys. So his inheritance would go to them. That's right. Now if a daughter married a Levite, could you give them any inheritance?
No.
No, because a Levite couldn't have any inheritance. No land, no nothing. No inheritance.
And also, if we read the Jewish Bible, the lineage would go through the woman.
That's right. But this is the woman's lineage here. This is Mary's lineage. Matthew's lineage is Joseph's lineage. I mean, it is Joseph's lineage. Matthew's lineage is Joseph's lineage. Luke is Mary's lineage. Matthew is looking at Jesus as what? As the King of Israel. Luke is looking at Jesus as what? The Son of Man, or what? The Son of Woman. The real fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. The seed of the woman. All right, the seed of the woman. Luke was a physicist, he was a doctor, and he's looking at Jesus as a real physical human being. That's a real fulfillment of the messianic promise in Genesis 3:15. And here we have Mary's lineage. This is Mary's lineage. This is not Joseph's lineage. As was kept on being supposed. Remember in 3:23, go back again, let's read it. And himself, he kept on being Jesus, about 30 years of age when he began his ministry, all right? Supposedly, belonging to Joseph, all right? The belonging to Eli. Eli was Mary's father, not Joseph's father. Mary's father, okay? And we have the law of Zelophehad, which we went back to Numbers 27, didn't we? We went back to Numbers 27 and we read how Mary's father would adopt Joseph and give her his lineage, would go to her, and he would be called his son. But he wasn't. All right, 3:33 now. We're not finished with all this Israeli phone book. All right? It's going to get real good pretty soon, believe it or not. I hope you've learned something. Belonging to Amminadab. Is on page 770 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. And what does Amminadab mean? You got that word right a while ago, Brother Roger. What does Am mean? People. In Hebrew, people, it means my people are willing. Amminadab means my people are willing. All right, belonging to Admin or Aram. Aram means what? Exalted. High and exalted. And belonging to Arni. Arni or Ram. That means high or strong. Now let's go back to Ruth. Let's go back to the book of Ruth real quick. Go back to the book of Ruth. How many of you got the book of Ruth in your Bible? Ruth. Ruth, the fourth chapter. I should have marked it. Ruth, chapter 4. And verse number 16. We have the lineage of David. And this is what we have here in the third chapter. And this is Mary's lineage. This is the son of woman, or the son of man. 4:16, and Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. Now this is when Boaz married Ruth, okay? And the neighbor, and what was Ruth? What was Ruth? A Moabite. What does Moab mean? Who was Moab? Huh? Water from the father. That's what it means, or sperm from the father. Who was the father of Moab? His name means secret. Lot. So here we have Lot's descendants, which goes back to Shem, doesn't it? All this goes back to Shem, which means name or monument. They're all the family of Shem. All right? And Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap and became his nurse. And the neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, a son has been born to Naomi, and his name is called Obed. All right? And he is the father of Jesse, the father of David, Now these are the generations of Perez. And to Perez was born Hezron, and to Hezron was born Ram, and Ram Amminadab. Now see, we're going to go right back to this in Mary's lineage. And to Amminadab was born Nashon, and Nashon was born Solomon, which was married to Rahab the harlot. And to Solomon was born Boaz, and to Boaz Obed, and to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse was born what? David. All right, now that's where we're going to end for today. Do you have any questions? I hope it wasn't too, the phone book wasn't too boring to you. I hope that you learned something from it. So we'll start at verse number 33 next week and go on. And then we're going to go into those inspired names. Remember the inspired names in the Bible? The first 10 inspired names and what they mean. All right. Tells the whole story of salvation. Brother David, are you ready to come up here and finish us off? Thank you for your attendance. Go out and do something eternal.